Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Welcome to Two Judgy Mums, a babyology podcast. Hen and Bex are 2 mums, under pressure, under-resourced, but over-opinionated, and are our 2 judgy mums. Who doesn't love a kid's birthday party? I think you can guess.
Oh, Hen, thank God you're here.
Oh,
this is a painful party.
How long have you been here?
Oh, it seems like since I was a teenager.
About 5 years.
I don't even know this kid. My kid never even talks about Jack.
I know. I don't even care that I'm late. But how's what just happened when we walked in? The mum said, "Oh, hi, Digby. Thanks for coming to our party. So good to see you." And Digby said, "I'm happy to be here, but mum isn't. She said she'd rather lick an iron." I've never met her before. Do you know her?
Yeah, she's all right. She's not one of the bad ones. But ouch, you've got to stop talking in front of your kids, I reckon.
I know. I can't say anything anymore. She kind of laughed and I just said, he's the present. Oh, my God.
And it's even too early for alcohol. I mean, wouldn't it be good if they just served espresso martinis or something at these parties?
Have a look around. Maybe they might.
Yeah.
At our friend's birthday party, at the little boy's birthday party, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning and there was one parent there. And the host said to the parent, which was our friend, said to the parent, "Can I get you a drink?" And he thought the guy said, "I'll have a beer." But he wasn't sure if he said, "I'll have a beer" or not. So he came to us and he said, "So if he said, have a beer, and I give him a soft drink or a bottle of water, he's going to think I'm a loser. But if I go and give him a beer at almost 10 o'clock in the morning, he's going to think I'm a weirdo.
A complete drunk. So give him a ginger beer, root beer.
That's a good idea. Well, I said, just take one of each down and then say whatever. Anyway, the guy took the beer.
Wow.
He definitely wanted a beer.
Yeah, that's – yeah, see, you judge them if they do and then you judge them if they don't.
So what do you think? Do you think you should have alcohol at kids' parties?
From 11:30 a.m. parties on, yes.
And so do you turn it then into a bar where you walk around and it's like a bottomless champagne glass?
No, you're asking me as if I actually put any effort into my kids' parties. Both of my kids, when they turn 2, had pretend parties. I took photographs of them in front of a cake with some balloons, but we didn't have a party.
And there was no one else there?
No one else was there, but they've got the photo because they don't have memories until they're 4. So as long as they've got a photo, that's fine.
Is that right? No memories until they're 4?
Yeah, you can just put them in a drawer and they wouldn't know. And as long as you don't take a photo of it, because it's the photos that they go, "Oh, yeah, I remember that," and they don't.
That's true. I wish I'd known that. I've spent an absolute fortune on my kids. Digby's 5th birthday party, it was like a 21st. There were 60 people there.
What? How does he know 60 people?
Well, all the friends, family friends, mother's group friends, but then it's siblings, partners, you know. So I've catered for all of the adults. I fed everybody.
Did you give them booze?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why wasn't I invited?
You were. You were too busy. You're always so busy.
I'm not.
It was like a 21st. That was ridiculous. And it costs like an absolute fortune. So 5 birthday parties. I don't know why I just don't do come over for some cake or let's meet in the park for cake.
Yeah, is that what we did as kids?
What's wrong with me?
Well, a lot, but...
I could have gone on some really nice holidays instead of having those parties.
I know, and they don't care. They don't know. I mean, they talk about it all year and then they have it and they're usually upset and crying or, you know.
I know, they just get so overwhelmed. But what I did actually, so I was looking at those entertainers. One year we had Batman come and he was just ridiculous. what, pointless.
Good or ridiculous bad?
No, it was a waste of money. Absolutely. They played like a parachute game and ran around in between the trees.
Yeah, but then you didn't have to do it. So that's the good thing. But I went to last weekend to this kid, and I didn't know anyone there. Like, I didn't even know why we were invited. I didn't know the kids. I didn't know the parents. But we got invited and I went. And Fireman Sam turned up, and I swear to God, I thought he was a stripper. Because he walked in, seriously, with his fireman outfit, undone unto his, like, belly button, and with, like, a boombox or, you know, whatever, you know, stereo. Yeah. And I was pissing myself laughing, thinking he's, you know, going to pull out his hose. And I was looking around and none of the other mums were sniggering at all.
No, I was just about to say, were the other mums clapping and...
Yeah, no. And I was like the only one.
Off.
And I couldn't say anything because I was like, no, they're going to judge
anyone.
Me. Yeah. Well, strippers here.
Oh, wow. You did have some entertainment for the adults. So glad I came.
But don't you feel sorry for the entertainers? Because, like, no one's at school and goes to their careers counsellor and goes, yeah, when I grow up, I want to be a child's entertainer.
What they should say is, I want to be a child entertainer's company owner.
Yeah, true.
Maybe that should be the aspiration. Jump around for $250.
I know, because I saw we had a ninja turn up to another friend's party, and he was awesome.
That's
like,
cool.
He was excellent. Run the kids ragged. It was brilliant. We didn't have to talk to the kids. We didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But he was like 45. You know, and you're like...
Old granddad ninja.
Yeah, but then, you know, you go and see him change out of his ninja clothes in his, like, 1998 Camry, and you're like, your life did not fucking turn out how you thought it would. You know, I mean, the kids are like, woo, ninja! And we're all like, oh, that is sad.
And he's, like, walking away rubbing his hips and rubbing his knees. Sore.
All right, Simon said, stand on one leg. Simon says... Clap your hands.
So we went totally old school with this party, and I tied donuts to the clothesline, all different lengths, you know, all around, and they had to close their eyes and, like, put their hands behind their back and try and eat the donuts. But with the fishing line, so Mick has got all the fishing gear. No idea. Never goes. Talks about fishing
all the
time. Never
caught a fish.
Actually, he took Diggs fishing the other day and... a couple of weeks ago, and they came home, and I said, how did you go? And Diggs goes, Dad caught a seagull and a squid. Anyway.
How do you catch a seagull? That's perfect.
I don't think he meant to.
Right.
I think it was a bad story. I think Diggy's quite scarred by it. But he had to, like, cut the twine from around its neck. Like, it must have wrapped around when...
Digby's going to turn out to be a serial killer.
Oh, thanks. I'll take no responsibility for it if that happens. But the fishing line was cutting, like, slicing the donuts. Do you know what I mean? So they weren't sticking up there for very long. It was a slight disaster, but they did really love it. You know, like, that's what we used to do when we were kids, and that's what they had the most fun with.
Yeah. Well, now it's always the piñata. Did you have a piñata? Oh. My kids are obsessed with the piñata.
Yeah, we did. But did you know that they're empty?
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm the only one that knows that thought that they were full when you bought them. I thought you bought them with all that shit in there.
They're not wine bottles. They come empty and you've got to fill them up.
That is ridiculous.
Well, no, what is ridiculous is the whole idea of a piñata, because basically you're like, let's incite a prison riot. Let's get our kids to bash to death some animal-looking thing, and then, you know what, kids? Eat off the floor.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Go ahead. Eat off the floor.
Get and every sword I've ever confiscated and bring it out.
Exactly. Here. And it's like, the stronger you are and the more violent you are, the better chance you'll win.
The more you'll
it's
get.
Just wrong. And my kids love it. Like, when we go to something completely inane, like, I'm like, let's go to the dentist. And they're like, can we get a piñata afterwards?
What, do you have them for no reason?
No, my kids think that if they just do anything I ask them to do, then they deserve some sort of prize or present. And so I'm thinking of just getting, like, a piñata and filling it with rocks.
Just fill it with veggies.
Yeah. Imagine doing that at the birthday party. Your kids would never be invited again. You'd save a lot of money because, geez, the presents.
People go all out, don't they?
Yeah.
Particularly with the food, you know. A friend of mine, she does some catering, and she, you know, people spend literally thousands and thousands of dollars on their kids' parties these days. It's really competitive. And I thought
Well, they haven't at this party.
Well, I'm quite comfortable here, though. I don't mind that. As long as they don't have those devils on horseback. What is that cold mashed potato with Devon wrapped around it?
That's just disgusting. I've never heard of that.
You've never seen that at a kid's party?
No. No one has ever seen that at a kid's party.
I need to talk to my mum.
Yeah, you do.
She didn't make it, but I remember that from kids' parties when we would go, and they'd have like healthy parties. So there was no junk food at them. They were shit.
Cold mashed potato. That is the worst.
I'm going to ask mum. I'll come back to you on that.
Yeah,
I'm
right. Sure. Well, my mum has had this tradition for every grandchild. So for every grandchild, what she does on the first birthday, she goes into a fancy cake store. Like, she finds out what the kid's favourite character is. So the first grandchild, it was a Teletubby. Yeah. So she got this amazing Teletubby cake. It looked lifelike. It was fantastic. And then this one-year-old sits there and watches the beheading. It sees it, you know, having its arms and legs sliced off, and then is forced to eat it. I mean, that's going to be serial killer territory right there.
Eat the face of your Teletubby and be happy about it.
Yes. This is what you do to those you love.
But what I was saying before about my friend who's the caterer, she does all these fancy, fancy parties, and one of the requests was to make camouflage popcorn.
What? Where are they
in the
hiding
colours
them?
Of camouflage?
In the grass?
I just would have put empty bowls out and said, there's your camouflage popcorn. What, can't you see it? Camouflage popcorn, and she charged them an absolute fortune to do it.
What, did she hand colour each popcorn or something?
Well, I didn't even ask her in the end.
Yeah, right. That is weird.
Who's going to play pass the parcels?
Me!
You!
Me!
Okay, let's make a big circle, everybody.
So what did you even get this kid?
Well, Lego. I mean, yeah. I didn't know. How much should we be spending? I'm really conflicted about this. I'm really confused about, I mean, does the cost and level and size of present, is that an indication of
how much you like the child?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Or how much guilt you've got because you don't see your child, so you're like, better buy them good presents so that to give to others so other kids play with them.
Because don't present bribery.
Yeah.
Because don't you find that people are so generous? Like, I feel actually sort of embarrassed about how much stuff the kids get.
Yeah, the crap presents that we've given and the good ones that our kids get.
So have you got a presents drawer? Presents
what?
Cupboard?
No.
You know, with all the presents in there, you can pull it. Well, I used to, but my kids found it. They've just gifted it all to themselves. So I don't know, is like $25, $35? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
So a girl at school, she had a party for her. He's in year one now. But when at the end, her little kid was looking at the presents and there was this really random gift, like just in a paper bag, and it was a packet of Tim Tams.
Perfect.
Bizarre, but yeah, fine. Not wrapped or anything. And then a wallet, like a little Velcro wallet. And they didn't think anything of it, didn't touch it. But then a couple of weeks later, they were going somewhere and this little boy wanted to take some pocket money with him to buy something, you know, use a wallet. So she pulled it out and she opened it and there was $100 in there.
In the wallet?
Yes. In the wallet. And so she said to me and a couple of the other mums, what am I going to do about this? Do you think they've given me a gift to my kid? Like, she doesn't even know them, of $100.
No. How desperate would you be to buy that friendship?
Is that buying friendship? But when another woman said, another mum that was with us said, that's a re-gifted gift.
Oh, like the grandma's given the wallet and said, and there's $100 inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what would you, so then
punish.
She's faced with this dilemma. Like, what would you do, Bex?
I don't know. It depends if I liked the kid's parents.
So they don't know them. It's a kid from class. They haven't had any play dates or whatever. You know, that they're not friendly.
Yeah, because you wouldn't purposely give a kid $100, would you?
There is no way. Oh, I wouldn't give my kids $100.
Yeah. I wouldn't give you $100.
Cash. I haven't seen a $100 note for so long. It was a $100 note as well.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So then she felt like she couldn't say, oh, thanks for the Tim Tams and the wallet and the $100. Because you know then how you send a text to everybody and say, oh, thanks for coming. Thanks for the gift. I hope your kid had a great time. Our kids loved it, whatever. So anyway, in the end, she kept it. She didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Because she was like, I don't want to bring it up. But anyway, so now I'm going to invite that kid to to our parties.
Yeah, now this is the most popular kid at school.
Because if they are potentially that generous, he can come to my place. So do you do party bags? I mean, that's another massive
amount
of pressure.
Right? Because every kid goes, where's my party bag at the end of the party?
I know. It's like a given, isn't it?
But it's stupid. It drives me insane. Like, why give someone presents that you've just given a present to who has just invited you to their party? I mean, it's like turning up to a nice restaurant and getting the bill and then giving the chef your homemade cookies. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It is a bit. Is it the same kind of principle as, is it called bonbonniere at weddings?
Yeah.
You know how you have to give a gift of, but like it's sugar-coated almonds or whatever. It's nothing like these party bags that the kids bring home. They've got like cars in them, headbands, clips, like lollies and chips and chocolates and stuff. But like proper things that you could almost set up your house with.
You could almost getting a toaster.
Chopping boards. But like things
that should
just
be for the parents. That's what we should do. We should change the culture so that the gift bags have stuff for the parents, because, you know, we're the ones who've bought the gift, driven the kids.
Maybe like a little mini bar.
Yeah, little bottles of vodka, little bottles of gin, maybe a joint.
That would be,
you know,
so
something just to
better.
Relax with.
Yeah, where's our thanks for bringing these little bastards here? And then it's half a day.
I know. And you don't get that day back.
So some,
and they won't even remember it.
I know. So some weekends we've got like multiple parties, right? And so if Digby comes home with a party bag and Poppy hasn't been to the party, massive, massive
meltdown.
World wars.
Yep. World War One, World War Two, nothing on party bag wars.
I know. And so do you take the siblings all the time to the parties?
I ask. I'm not rude. I ask.
Because there is a certain etiquette around that, isn't there?
Yeah. If it's at their house or a park, take the siblings. If it's at one of those play centres, those awful sweat boxes.
Yeah, just don't go at all.
Did you see in the news there was a big punch-up about one of those?
Where like inside a play centre?
Yeah.
That does not surprise me at all. Between parents?
Yes.
Totally.
I know. It's just, it's like a sweat box full of ice-fueled or icing-fueled kids,
yeah.
And there's just anger.
It's like netball with no whistles. It's just a whole group of women converging on one space. Shouldn't be allowed.
No 3 feet.
No 3 feet. I've actually found myself in a situation in an indoor play centre as well. It was really
awful. That you punched someone?
No, but I thought she might have wanted to hit me.
I can't imagine that.
It was terrible. So what happened, I was there with another friend and her kids, and they were all, you know how they go kind of upstairs, like it's like 3 or 4 levels. You can sort of see them for part of it, but mostly you can't see.
You can't.
And then all of a sudden they come down this twirly slide and they're all crying. Like the three of them are crying and they've got like red scratches on their arms, like visibly scratched. And one little girl, one of the friends, had it on her face.
Wow.
And so we were like, what? What has happened here? What's going on? And the kids are saying, oh, these kids were fighting us and they were hitting us and they were scratching us and they were doing us stuff. So, and I'm saying, well, where are they? Show me which kids they are.
I'm going to punch on.
That was the biggest mistake. I should have just said, right, we're leaving this place. This is disgusting and this is awful. This is not the way it's supposed to be. But no, I persisted. But the kids then, the offending kids, came down the slide and our kids ran over and started yelling at them, pushing them. And that's what this other group of mothers saw. So then just yelled in the face of me and my friend. Like profanities, like swearing, abusing us. They knew absolutely no, they had no background about what had been going on at all. And I'm trying to say, no, but you're, oh, it was just awful. I don't want to say your kid hurt my kid and whatever, because I wasn't up there. But all I said was, have a look at my kids and have a look at your kids. They're covered in scratches. They're crying. They're bruised, whatever. And she just would not stop. And I was really scared. So I sort of walked away and tried to go to a different area. And the girlfriend that I was with, she's like, I'm getting a really bad feeling about this. They're over there talking about you. I can see. I can see them. I think we just need to leave.
Yeah, plastic knives out. That's
yeah. So she just got her bags and we left. And it was a really unsettling, you know, I think it was the closest I've come in my life to having like a physical confrontation with anybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it would have been in front of the kids. I was going to leave in this worse state than they were in. It was a bit shaky. So anyway, yeah, never again.
I hate those play centres.
Oh, I hate it.
God, I hope this cake comes out soon.
Oh, totally, because that is the universal signal that you can leave.
I know, it's fantastic. It's like, so exciting.
You've
10
done
minutes,
your time, you've stayed
minutes.
Long enough, you've eaten a bit of crap food, you've run around, whatever, you've watched them open all their presents.
Have you seen the Peppa Pig fail cakes? They basically look like a scrotum with a face.
And that is Peppa Pig.
That is Peppa Pig.
I don't think that's a fail.
Yeah, it's a fair reflection on her personality. She is a cockhead.
She is a total dick face, that Peppa.
I'm going to ban her from my house. Do you know she's actually banned in China now?
No way. Why?
Well, because apparently like gangsters are using Peppa Pig as a symbol. And so it's now she's being associated with gang warfare.
What, for jumping in putty muddles?
Yeah.
I might move to those parts of China where it's banned.
I know. They do some good things sometimes. Winnie the Pooh got banned too.
Oh, why? Oh,
apparently look too much like their president or something.
Okay, so while this party is taking fucking forever, let me run another idea past you.
Oh, good. I love your mumpreneur ideas. Let's workshop.
Okay, thanks for being my soundboard, but I will get it right and you will be happy for me and I will let you in on, I'll cut you in on some of the profits when I make it big. How about that?
Yeah, right. Okay. Can't wait.
So here's my question. At night, are you and Andy the same temperature?
No.
So what are you?
I'm hot and she's cold.
Okay, so this causes a massive issue in our house as well, right, with the doona. So what about a doona that is one doona, you know, it's mm-hmm. not two, but one side is thicker and, you know, more comfortable than the other, and the other side is thin and lightweight.
Yep, I'm just getting my phone out, but yeah, keep going.
Okay, why? Well, I think this is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mick and I fight about this all the time. I like the weight, the feeling, even in summer.
Yeah, you do know that this idea has been done. Look at this. There's 36,423 Google results for that idea.
For the double doona? I mean,
yeah.
I don't. Is that what it's called?
Oh, it's called, I don't know, the cozy. Look, one's called the cozy
Shady.
Two. Yeah, cozy two, the double duvet.
Oh.
Something about a tog. I don't know what a tog
no
is.
Way.
I don't lie underneath a tog. You can lie underneath a tog.
But wait, let me have a look. Is this where it's the same doona? I'm not talking about separate doonas.
No, it's the same doona and it's just like two doonas.
Oh.
You're so close.
That is really unfair. Anyway, I'm going to have a look at that because maybe I could do it better. Are they available in
Australia?
You
know what you should do? You should do three-way one, and that could be for people who have their pets on their bed too.
I was just about to say, who's having the three-way and needs to worry about someone else's comfort?
Well, it'll be someone without kids. Hey, look, the cake's coming.
Oh, yay!
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you, whatever your name is.
Happy birthday, dear man.
Join Bex and Hen next time for Two Judgy Mums, a Babyology podcast.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.